Senior year of high school, I thought of spending it as a breeze, as most seniors do. But instead of that, it was the most stressful year of my entire school career. This all happened because I decided to take a nursing class offered at my school to see if I truly really wanted to be in the profession in the medical field. Coming into the class, I knew it wasn't going to be easy because previous students warned me that this class was going to be tough. But despite the negative feedback, I put up with the challenge. But I was wrong. That class was hell, and my teacher was Satan herself. The nursing class was zero period, which meant I had to be there before 8 a.m. classes. I had to be in my seat before 6:30 a.m. every morning of the first semester. And being up that early wasn't the worst part of it all. I was involved in other extracurriculars besides the nursing class. I was a part of student government, yearbook, was the vice president of a volunteering club, played soccer, and ran cross country. And due to the abundant things I was a part of, I learned how to manage my time wisely. Every Fridays, we would have this big test to study for. These weekly exams required us to create 100 or more flashcards, and we had to memorize medical terminology to communicate with the nurses. On the bus ride to my cross-country meets, I spent most of my time studying the flashcards, and seeing my friends' reactions to them was just hilarious. Second semester of senior year was honestly a disaster. That's when the semester got serious to the point where I was responsible for someone's life or death. Second semester of the nursing class was a horrendous time when my peers and I had to be in class before 5:30 a.m. And if we were a minute late, we would feel the wrath of Satan. We were required to be at school before 5:30 because every Monday through Thursdays, our school bus would take us to a nursing home around 10 minutes away. But as soon as you walked into the doors of the nursing home, you smelled the sickness all around you. You would see nurses in their long white coats talking to the nursing assistants with their colorful scrubs about the patients or often gossiping. It was all simple during the first week. We all had to follow our designated certified nursing assistants and observe how they treated the patients. Our teacher warned us not to become close to certain patients, but I failed to do that. I became close to this elderly man named Rodolfo. He and I would always speak in Spanish. He was very ill at the time, but I still gave him as much attention as he needed. He would tell me stories of his childhood and how happy he lived. I would always bring him his coffee, just how he liked it, two sugars and one cream. I felt connection with him because he reminded me so much of my grandpa, who had passed away earlier that year. As time passed by, Rodolfo became even iller. He wouldn't be able to leave his bed, but still we maintained our communication. He eventually passed away, and it made me really upset, but he taught me that life was short, and I should be grateful and appreciate those people who are around me, because you never know when your time will come.